Live from NPR News in Culver City, California, I'm Duahli Saikautau. A day after promising very important news from the Food and Drug Administration, President Donald Trump announced the FDA may be close to allowing drugs designed to treat other conditions to be used for COVID-19, but it won't be immediate, as NPR's Tamara Keith reports.
A drug used to treat malaria and arthritis may soon begin clinical trials for COVID-19. Another antiviral drug is already in trials around the world. Trump says the hope is that such drugs might prove effective at reducing the severity of the coronavirus.
We think we have some good answers. We'll find out very, very soon.
FDA Commissioner Stephen Hahn said the priority remains making sure any drugs given approval are effective and safe.
I have great hope for how we're going to come out of this situation. What's also important is not to provide false hope, but to provide hope.
And while he said a therapeutic treatment could be available in a matter of months, a vaccine for the coronavirus is at least a year away. Tamara Keith, NPR News.
Some comforting news for millions of homeowners across the country. The federal government is ordering lenders to give people up to a year-long break on their mortgage if they've lost income due to the pandemic. NPR's Chris Arnold has that story.
If you've taken a hit financially, you can make reduced mortgage payments or be granted a complete pause in payments for up to 12 months. But you need to get approval from your lender. Columbia University housing economist Chris Mayer explains you need to call the company that you send your mortgage check to each month.
Don't just miss payments and ignore the problem. You need to reach out to your servicer, tell them that you're having problems associated with coronavirus or your job, and ask them to be put into a forbearance program.
Technically, the move covers about half the mortgages in the country, those guaranteed by Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, but the rest of the industry is expected to quickly follow suit. Chris Arnold, NPR News.
As the number of coronavirus cases in South Africa keeps rising, the country has introduced a raft of measures to deal with the pandemic. Disseminating fake news about coronavirus now attracts a jail term. The government is also erecting a 25-mile-long fence along its border with Zimbabwe, Ishmael Fandikwa reports.
The country also plans to establish more quarantine and isolation facilities. South Africa is the epicenter of the coronavirus in the Southern African region. The economy has taken a huge knock, and the central bank has slashed the interest rate to stimulate it.
That's Ish Mafandikwa reporting. Bipartisan negotiations will continue Saturday morning on a $1 trillion economic plan to try and stabilize the U.S. economy. This as millions of Americans across the country continue to stay home. You are listening to NPR News from Culver City. As some American students continue to enjoy their spring break, the World Health Organization is warning that young people are not immune from coronavirus, and the UN agency suggests they avoid socializing to reduce the spread to older, more at-risk populations. More than 11,000 people have now died from COVID-19 globally, and some 250,000 people are confirmed to have the respiratory illness. The federal government is considering modifying existing medical equipment to produce more ventilators, which are life-saving devices used in coronavirus patients to help them breathe, NPR's Richard Harris reports.
One major concern about the coronavirus is it will flood hospitals with patients who have severe trouble breathing. Ventilators help people get enough oxygen while their lungs recover, but hospitals worry they won't have enough to meet demand. Ventilators are complicated devices, so manufacturing new ones is time-consuming. So Vice President Mike Pence says the White House Coronavirus Task Force has identified tens of thousands of ventilators currently used by anesthesiologists that can be retrofitted and converted for use in coronavirus patients. Pence also continued to encourage people to avoid non-essential surgery to increase hospital capacity. Richard Harris, NPR News.
The federal government is postponing tax day by 3 months because of the coronavirus pandemic. The Trump administration says you have until July 15th to file your federal returns. On Wall Street, the Dow fell 93 points to close at 19,173. I'm Duahli Saikautau, NPR News in Culver City.